Welcome to the Breakfast Leadership Show, where we interview global thought leaders on business, leadership, and life. Here's your host, keynote speaker, best-selling author, and chief burnout officer of the Breakfast Leadership Network, Michael Levitt.
Welcome back. I've got Matt McWilliams. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome, Michael. How about yourself?
Really good to connect with you. And, you know, we've been connected for quite some time and really looking forward to this chat because you're doing some amazing work. So why don't you share a little bit about you and we'll dive into this conversation.
Yeah, let's see. Go back about 45 some odd years. I won a swimming contest. That was kind of the origin for me there. And next thing you know, about 20 some odd years later, I got into internet marketing. I've been in the kind of a dinosaur in the affiliate marketing world, the internet marketing world. I got into it before it was cool, before there was anything called social media, you know, let alone a Facebook or, you know, Instagram and, you know, all that fun stuff. I got back into it kind of in the wild, wild west where there wasn't even really any targeting, you know, you couldn't do like, now we can do targeting by like psychographic stuff, you know, let alone demographic, you know, things. And, you know, there's no such thing as any of that. It was kind of the wild, wild west back in the day. And I got into this internet marketing thing, but I fell in love with marketing. And that kind of happened organically for me. I started doing some marketing to promote my golf schools with my dad. And, you know, I was in my early 20s and, you know, next thing you know, I'm, you know, making $10,000 on a weekend, you know, just doing this, working on this website called Google, paying 10 cents a click for, you know, one out of 200 people to come to the website. And you had one of two choices. You either gave me $2,000 or you left. You know, now we teach people build an email list and nurture the email list. There was none of that back then. You literally came and gave me $2,000 or you left. But about one out of 200 people did. So it cost me $20 to acquire a $2,000 customer. And that's totally not doable today, just to be clear. But that was the case back then. And I fell in love with, okay, how do we take it from one out of 200 to one out of 100? How do we get twice as many people to the website? How do we improve the conversions? We did do stuff later on, like building an email list and things like that, that nobody taught me to do that. I just went, you know, I wonder if those other 199 people might, I don't know, maybe if we give them like a PDF. You know, back then PDFs were pretty new, but maybe if we give them like a PDF or a white paper, as we used to call them, you know, we give them one of those where we give them some tips. Well, some percentage of those 199 just, well, they give us their email address and then we can communicate with them. And so we did that. You know, these were all brand new concepts back then. Like nobody taught those things. And I fell in love with the whole idea of persuasion and marketing. And I've been in that world ever since.
Yeah. I've seen it, you know, grow from nothing to, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of people are doing that. They sign up for email lists and it's nurturing and there's an art, it's an art and a science, I think, you know, like many things in life. But I think with this is like, you know, it's like you connect with people, like, you know, going back to the golf story in a moment, it's like those people, it's like, okay, wait a minute, here's a, you know, the top 10 ways to improve your swing or whatever, or why your height is so critical to depend on what clubs you want to get or what brand you want to get. Cause you could have, you know, opinion piece saying, okay, you know, these golf clubs are better for people that are under 5'6" and these are better for people that are much taller than that. And here's the reasons why. All of a sudden someone goes, wow, you just saved me several thousand dollars in buying the wrong clubs, even though the guy at the clubhouse is saying, or the pro shop is saying, yep, yeah, this is what you need. This works. Go with these are best sellers and all that. It's like, yeah, they're best sellers, but they may not be the best for you. So it's those types of things that really nurture people along the way. And we all know the know, like, and trust factor. And you're constantly showing up in someone's mailbox and you're doing it in a way to serve them. You know, yeah, of course you're trying to get them to buy something, but you're serving them. And all the good emails that I get, you know, I look at it, it's like, okay, yeah, there is, you know, what their offer is, but they're serving along the way. They're telling a story. They're helping the, you know, the receiver of this message to go from where I am right now to future state where I'm better at golf, or I am better at whatever their offer is, because you're going to use a proven system that will walk you from where you are to here. We're going to be with you along the way. We're not going to leave you on the side of the road. It's going to be a nice organic way to do it. You know, go at your own pace and you'll see results. Otherwise, you know, we'll happily give your money back. And, you know, thankfully for most of us, you know, we're not issuing too many refunds because if people are following the system, it works. And it's, you know, a colleague of mine years ago said, just remember, selling is serving. You know, don't be put off by, you know, sales pitches and things like that. They're trying to serve you. If it resonates with you, awesome. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's fine. But at the end of the day, that's what we're all trying to do, is we're all deep down trying to serve other people to help them be better, because it benefits society when we're all doing better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you venture off, you know, from, you know, helping your dad with the golf business and all that, and then you start, you know, building all this stuff, and you, from the early days of the email list, things like that, you know, what are some things that a lot of people that start, you know, signing up to be an affiliate, for example, for a variety of different things, you know, there's a lot of resources out there, but what are some mistakes that they often make when they sign up, you know, to be an affiliate? What are some common things you see people struggle with?
Yeah. I mean, for me, to kind of go back to the story, I mean, from that led to starting another company. And we were absolutely desperate at one point. We literally could not make payroll in 2 weeks. And so we had this idea to start this thing called an affiliate program. Now, back in 2005, that wasn't a very common thing. You know, now most of us have at least heard of affiliate marketing, affiliate programs. Maybe you're even an affiliate for a couple of things. But back then, this was like virtually a brand new concept, you know, at least in terms of a marketing channel. And, you know, we started one. Fast forward about 18 months later, we're doing over $1 million a month through our affiliate program. Now, that's our affiliates sending us, you know, leads and sales, to be clear. And so, you know, if you go from there, run affiliate programs for companies like Shutterfly, Adidas, worked with, you know, clients like Tony Robbins and Jeff Walker, Michael Hyatt, you know, Ray Edwards, Jeff Goins. I mean, the list goes on and on. People that we've worked with over the years. And I've seen a lot of things that affiliates have done. I mean, you know, gosh, the list of possible mistakes is 100, you know, fold long. But if I were to think of some of the biggest ones, I mean, one of the biggest ones is just the way that you view affiliate marketing, you know, viewing it as a distraction for your audience, viewing it as, you know, possibly like you're going to burn your list by promoting affiliate offers. If you have the right mindset, and really everything starts with mindset, having the right mindset, it starts there, because I don't look at affiliate marketing as something that burns your list. I don't look at it as a distraction for your audience. I look at it as a way of serving your audience, because, you know, your audience comes to you. Let's use your example, you know, your niche, for example. You're in the leadership niche. You have entrepreneurs and, you know, business leaders who primarily come to you for leadership. I mean, it's in the title of the podcast, you know. They are not coming to you for how to write better emails. That's not what they're coming to you for. They're not coming to you for all these other things. Your thing is leadership. And so we have this concept we call the affiliate donut. Your donut hole, your core focus is on leadership. But think about all the other things. Think about what we're talking about right now, marketing. That's part of the donut. Things like, you know, how to start a business. That's part of the productivity, time management, health and fitness. The list goes on and on. I mean, I could probably think of 20 things that would be things that you could promote to your audience that they want to know. And your two choices, Michael, are to say, nope, I don't do those things. Screw you. Not going to even offer to help. Not even going to try to help you. Or you could serve them by promoting affiliate offers to fill in some of those gaps. And so that's the biggest thing I see on the front end. When it comes to actually promoting things, one of the, you know, the biggest mistakes I see people make, some people are hearing about this for the first time today, or maybe they heard about it for the first time a year ago, but they don't really know it. And hopefully in the, you know, the next 10 minutes, we're going to have them really excited to do affiliate marketing. And they go sign up for 20 programs. And I just said, Michael, you've got 10 to 20 that you could possibly sign up for. I'm a member of probably 40 affiliate programs. I didn't start there though. Don't start there. Start with one, maybe two, and learn how to promote that one or those two things. Learn how to promote them very well. Try a few different things, screw up some stuff, make some mistakes, learn some lessons, document those lessons, go sign up for one or two more. What happens when we sign up for 20 is not only are all of a sudden are 20 different affiliate programs coming at us going, hey, promote us. We have this contest, this thing, this bonus. And it just gets overwhelming. But like you never really learn because you kind of go half in on or a quarter in on 20 different things rather than going all in on one thing and learning what works. So that's another big mistake I see. From an actual marketing perspective, the biggest thing I see, not going all in, again, kind of goes back to what I just said, but this mindset of, well, I'm going to kind of tiptoe into promoting this product. I'm all for like, you know, testing things out. But the mindset of going all in, the biggest reason why people don't go all in, when I say all in, if there's a product that has a big launch, for example, or maybe they have a big event and you're going to promote that event, there's a time-based thing. If it's a purely evergreen product, that's a little bit different. We can talk about that. But if there's a launch and that launch is happening once a year, once every 6 months, and you don't go all in, here's what your audience sees. They go, I don't really know that Michael believes in this. I don't really know that they even believe in this product. Our fear is that if I send 7, 8, 10, 12 emails and do 5, 10, 15 social media posts, that my audience is going to be turned off. That's what we think. Oh my gosh, he will not shut up about this. But the reality is when your audience sees that you're all in, they see that you are actively promoting something, they're not turned off. If they see that you're doing it with passion, not only are they drawn to the product, but they're more drawn to you because they see how passionate you are about something. We want people to be passionate about things. And so that's a big mistake I see. Now, there is a little tip that I'll give. When you do go all in, especially if it's something, let's say, Michael, that you're promoting something in the health and fitness niche, you know that most of your audience of people who are into leadership should be into health and fitness. That is a big aspect. There are so many studies out there done by people 10 times smarter than me, hundreds of times smarter than me, that can document that people who are in good physical condition are better leaders. Generally speaking, all things being equal, look for the guy who runs triathlons or look for the guy who works out an hour a day, 6 days a week. He will be a better leader than the guy who doesn't. That is a fact. Nobody can dispute that. But some people in your audience don't give a crap about health and fitness, or they're already healthy and fit and they don't really care what you're promoting. So what you do is you say, hey, when you promote this thing, over the next week or so, I'm going to send a few more emails about this topic. If you're not interested, click here and I won't send you any more emails about it, but you'll still get my regular emails. Because typically what we do, and this is why we have this mindset of I can't go all in, because they'll do what? They'll unsubscribe. That's because we only give them two options: continue to get emails they're not interested in, or go nuclear and unsubscribe. We want to give them that middle ground where they can opt out of this campaign. And from a tech standpoint, any email system will do it. Typically, you just click that link, it tags them, and you know you can remove them from future emails about that subject. But I mean, those are the biggest mistakes that I see, Michael, over and over again.
Yeah, and it makes so much sense too, because there's that. And going back to what I said before, selling and serving. Yeah, if I'm promoting something, and anybody that knows me, and if they don't, I'll make it clear. I'm not going to promote something that either A, I don't believe in, or B, I would use, or C, I am using. Reason being is I don't want to shill something that just is going to be paying me whatever for an affiliate fee on promoting it. No, it because I'm not going to be in
long term or short term. Yeah,
it's not worth it. Because people will read into it and they're like, well, why all of a sudden? I mean, if you haven't done it before, I love your analogy of start off with one or two. It's basically, and again, use that option, that third option of if you don't want to hear about this, just click this. You'll continue to get my newsletters. I see that all the time. It's mm-hmm. great because you're like, okay, this particular campaign is not of interest to me. Fine. Okay. I don't need to see any more emails because, great. But you start off small and you get your audience used to, here's another product that's really helping me. I'm not going to pitch shampoo. Okay. It's just not going to happen. I don't need it. I've used it. If I ran out of body wash, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to smell fruity today. Great. Okay. But or whatever brand my wife has, but
you too.
Right? It's like, hey, I'm going to, let's go. You know, it's like, I'm not going to, you know, I got to use something. It's like, what do we got?
I got kind of like a citrus lavender thing going on today. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You forget, you forget, you know, for two or three days, like, crap, I forgot to put more soap in there. It's like, or, you know, like shaving cream, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'll use soap and I'm just going to go real slow with the blade. And let's not, you know, look like a Dexter victim here. Okay. Let's try to keep it there. But again, these are products because you're going to do the research on it, because usually the affiliates are going to be doing a great job of giving you content to use, massage it to your audience, and you get some people you're helping, and then all of a sudden it's generating some revenue to you. It's generating revenue to the company, but it's serving your customer and giving them a product or service that's going to make their lives better. And that's a win-win-win. And it's, but, you know, I love how you said, don't just dip your toe in it. Like, okay, I'll sign up for an affiliate link, whatever. Yeah. If it's not something you're using or believe in, then don't push it. Don't pitch it, because your energy's not there. But if you want to get involved in this type of field, and I highly recommend people do, you know, there's, like you said, there's plenty of things out there that you can be affiliate. Find something that you know you would like, or your client avatar or your customer would benefit from. Share it with them, just like we'd share, you know, with a buddy saying, oh yeah, I just saw this new, you know, auto repair shop in town. Their prices are much better than the other mechanic that we've been using, or the new restaurant opened up down the street, and wow, their pad thai is some of the best I've ever had. You know, it's whatever it is, it's the same concept.
Yep. I mean, simple way to get started: look around on your desk. Or if you want to start if you're in a hobby niche or something like that, if you're in the gardening niche, go to your gardening shed. Just look at the tools that you use. Literally the tools that you use. You know, you use a specific brand of shears. You use a specific brand of gloves. You use a specific brand of seed. On my desk, I mean, if I think about it, like it would make very little sense, because I keep a pretty clean desk. I have a coaster and a notepad. That's it. But if I look behind me, I've got some books. If I look on my virtual desktop, there are sites I log into every day. You know, there are softwares that I use every day. That's a great starting point. If you're in a physical business, you know, if you run a gym, of course, you know, you're in the, you know, the workout niche, and look at your gym. And if I were in the workout niche, I'd be like, here are the weights I recommend. Here's the bench I recommend. Here's the whatever that thing is called that I do pull-ups and dips on. I think it's called the pull-up and dip station. You know, like there's that. Like, those are the things I would promote. I would promote them because that's the easiest way to start promoting. Then there's supplements and all kinds of other stuff. You know, the flip side is, if you're thinking, okay, I want to get people promoting me, then I'm going to tell you right now, you need to start an affiliate program, because there's a reason why there's a reason why Walmart has one, Target has one, Apple has one. There's a reason why these huge companies all have affiliate programs. It's because the model works, but it's also why most small companies have one, because there's no risk. You know, here's everybody think, oh, I do great with Facebook ads. Yeah, cool. I do great with LinkedIn ads. Cool. You pay them first. And not to mention, something's going to happen. Like, we are one act of Congress away from Facebook not being a viable marketing platform. I don't know when that'll happen. It might not happen for 20 years, but it's going to happen at some point, you know, or where it becomes cost prohibitive for small, you know, small businesses. I don't know. I believe it's going to happen. I believe there's a reason why MySpace was huge and then didn't exist anymore. And we think that'll never happen to Facebook. Probably will. Statistically speaking, it probably will. Affiliates have been around forever, and they will continue to be around forever. It is a model that is proven. And so, you know, if you're thinking like, well, I don't want to be an affiliate. Well, for one, you should probably still be an affiliate, because you'll learn some stuff about running an affiliate program. That's a 40-minute podcast in and of itself, Michael. But start an affiliate program, and it's super easy to do. You know, I can share a resource that'll help people do that, but it's super easy to do. So start an affiliate program, because it's a great source of leads, high converting leads with absolutely no risk.
Yeah, I'll definitely get the link from you on that to share in the notes. But, you know, to kind of piggyback on the Facebook comment, it's like, oh, Facebook won't go anywhere. But yeah, here's a stat that I saw the other day, which should alarm people. 52% of the Fortune 500 in the year 2000, so 23 years ago, are either gone or were acquired by another company. So over half of the top 500 companies on the planet are gone.
Yeah. So if you say statistically, it's a 50% churn rate every 28 years with the Ford. So I mean, it's been accelerated because of, you know, new companies like Facebook that were just not even possible 23 years ago. But if you look at going back to when they came out with the Fortune 500, or when the same is true of, like, even you think like the S&P 500, you know, that's a more stable list because there is less churn, and yet it still has a 40% churn rate every 25 years. You know, I mean, that's 40% of the, like, one of the most stable indicators that we have. And it's only accelerating. And I think we're probably in 15 years, I'm guessing the 50% churn mark will happen sometime in the next 15 to 18 years. You know, that's just the reality, because there are, think about what's happening with AI. Like, there are companies, you know, that prior to cloud computing could not exist. That business model for Facebook and TikTok and, you know, Airbnb and Uber could not exist before cloud computing. It was literally impossible. So think about the companies that are going to exist in 15 years because of AI that are currently, even now with our rudimentary AI, are literally impossible. I mean, it's just, that's the reality. So I like to build my, you know, my business on things that I know are going to last. And, you know, that's an affiliate program, because the concept's been around for 5,000 years, like you said. You know, the ancient Romans were introducing each other to the local delicatessen and whatever, the ancient barbers and whoever they were, the toga makers, you know, they were introducing them, and they were probably getting a little cutback, like free toga for every 5 people you introduce. I don't know, you know, how they were doing it back in ancient Rome, but that concept's been around since the dawn of time. And yet we just introduced technology to it about 25, 30 years ago. So that's not going anywhere. If it's been around for 5,000 years, I'm going to go on a limb and say it's not going anywhere in the next 50.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things that will continue to stick around, because it's just there. So love this conversation. Where can people find out more about you? And also that, you know, that link for people that want to have an easy way to set up their own affiliate program for their business.
Yes. So if you want to start an affiliate program, go to mattmcwilliams.com/first100, FIRST 100. I've got a free report there on how to find your first 100 affiliates. If you want to get started with affiliate marketing, so my recommendation would be to get both of these, but, you know, if you're like, I don't want one or the other, that's cool. If you want to get started with affiliate marketing, go to mattmcwilliams.com/quickstart. I've got a quick start guide there on just how to get started with affiliate marketing. Both of those have got email templates and other stuff you can use to be able to reach out to affiliates or reach out to affiliate programs to get accepted, because that's sometimes difficult. Got all these proven templates I've been using for the last 18 years.
And it's tried and true, and it works. So I love this conversation. Really appreciate you. And thanks again for being on the show.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to the Breakfast Leadership Show, part of the Breakfast Leadership Network. Visit breakfastleadership.com for tips on empowering your business and your life.